For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007 on Twitter. Don't forget to follow the guys and the rest of the team over at Hoopball Gaming. Got some really, really great plays in the wager pass already from Jonathan Martinez with some player props, some home run dinger plays. Then we got some awesome summer league action being handicapped by our guy, Adam. Make sure to check those two fine fellas out over at hoop-ball.com under the wager pass. Check out the membership loyalty program while you are there. And then there's also a bunch of good free content for you to check out. Fantasy rankings, dynasty league stuff, different tools, team-specific breakdowns. We got bunches of free podcasts. We got a podcast right now that breaks down every little bit of summer league action. So that's very, very exciting. It's what we got going on. We're under 20 days until college football. You still got promo codes you can use over at manscaped.com. That's going to be HoopBall20. And then mybookie.ag is just going to be HoopBall. Today is going to be a little bit of a rapid fire day. I'm going to get into some MLB action. I've got a limited personal card, and I'm going to be looking to break down a little bit of stuff. And I like some first five lines tonight. We got some teams to fade, some pitchers to fade. It's hashtag fade hap day. And his second start with the Cardinals, even though they're playing the Pirates. Still looking to fade him. Still looking to fade him. Speaking of teams and pitchers to fade, let's start with Baltimore. Keegan Aiken, a lefty, 0-5 on the year, 7.67 ERA. Real tough job he's got in front of him going against this Detroit Tigers team. Detroit's been one of the better, most hot teams in the MLB over the last month. Casey Mize is starting for them, very dominant right-handed pitcher. Long story short here is that Detroit does really well against left-handed pitching. Keegan Aiken is terrible. We got 88 miles. Man, I always do this when I do my meteorology report. Humid and partly cloudy at 88 degrees. Wind is blowing 11 miles per hour to left field. So look for our pool righties to have a good day. Really like Jonathan Scope today. Really, really like Robbie Grossman against lefties. Miggy Cabrera and Derek Hill are my left-handed Tiger darlings. I love seeing them go against lefties. Well, look, I mean, it's Detroit or nothing in this one, and you can get yourself a double result, or you can just, you know, play two different bets at -110 for the first five Detroit money line. And then you can also play -110 for the Detroit money line full game. I just don't believe in Keegan Aiken. And wow, that is crazy. So I just typed my piece up for this game and it was -110. That was 20 minutes ago. I started this recording. Detroit's -130 now. So this thing is on the move. I think there would probably be a little bit more better value in the -1.5 run line at +115, especially with the way that this line is moving. It could be -160 whenever we hit closing bell. Just really love this Detroit team tonight. Let's talk about St. Louis and Pittsburgh real quick. And if you are hearing a little bit of an extra echo, I am makeshifting it. This recording out in the garage as the baby sleeps. We have had a very long day with doctor's appointments today, and mom and dad are tired and baby's tired, and I'm recording in the hot garage. So really enjoy each and every one of you guys listening right now. So new listeners, thank you so much. Older listeners, you know the drill. So really appreciate you all. Hope y'all are having a great week so far. So we got J.A. Happ on the mound. Stephen Brault pitching for the Pirates. You know, Brault has actually been on the shelf for the Pirates. He has made one start, if I remember right. He looked good last time out after being out for so long. Brian Reynolds hits .342 against lefties. And I mean, that's honestly about it. We have three guys under the Mendoza line: Kevin Newman, John Nagowski, and Gregor Polanco.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So, conflicting data in this one. I mean, we love to fade Happ. Fading Happ is just what we do. It makes a lot of sense. If I'm looking at anything here, I think that the full game under is in play. 9.5, because Tyler O'Neill's now out for the Cardinals. And, you know, they got a couple guys that hit lefties good. They hit them all right. But overall, not too impressive. Not too impressive. Now, on top of my echo, you're probably hearing all three dogs freak out in the house because they hear me in the garage. So it's just a fun-filled side noise show today. So please don't mind. But yeah, Pittsburgh in the first five on that run line, getting plus half a run, you know, I think that's some good stuff. I think that's good value. Pittsburgh plus 1.5 on the run line for the full game. It's got some juice at minus 135, but it's something that I like because, well, Hap is bad. Hap is bad. Okay, I'm going to be really, really, really brief. Look, I'm not talking about the doubleheader games. That's something that I'm going to leave off the card. I am looking to make it a kind of turbo episode today. I'm not really interested in talking about the, let's see, there's a few games where I'm just, you know, the doubleheaders, Miami, San Diego, we went 1-1 on our picks on that game last night. Texas, Seattle, like I'm on the East Coast right now. This is a 10-10 game. I'm probably going to be asleep by the time this game gets going. Kobe Allard, Logan Gilbert, look, I mean, Seattle at home against the lefty, I think that they're in a good spot there. But again, not diving too deep into it. Not going to be talking about New York and Kansas City, Arizona and San Fran's off my card, Cincinnati, Atlanta. This is a series that's starting up down in Atlanta. I'm actually going to be going to the game tomorrow night with Wade Miley and Tiki Toussaint pitching. So I'm very excited for that one. Sonny Gray has not been Sonny Gray this year. I will just say that. But the Reds are going against Drew Smyly, who I always like to fade. But again, I'm going to leave that card off or game off my card. Oakland and Cleveland, I don't know what to make of this one right now. Sean Manaea might be hitting some negative regression. He hit the wall in his last start. Tristan McKenzie's been pitching really good lately. And I don't know what to make on the total. I want to lean under, but yet the line movement has shifted it upward by a full run. So line movement on that's being really weird. Washington, New York Mets, get out of here. Take that garbage to the curb. I don't want none of that. I don't like the NL East, and I really just am not a fan of betting on it. Max Scherzer, Aaron Nola, what a matchup between the Dodgers and the Phillies. Scherzer making his second start. Again, look, this is a weird Phillies team that I don't like to get involved in with too much. The Dodgers still working in a new shiny toy in Max Scherzer. Okay, now I can talk about everything else that I have plays on. So we've covered St. Louis and Pittsburgh, Detroit and Baltimore. I want to move on to Tampa Bay and Boston. Luis Patino, the righty, 4.42 ERA going against Eduardo Rodriguez, who is 8-6 on the year somehow. I don't understand. He's a lefty, 5.33 ERA. Rays and Red Sox, they got this crucial ALE series starting tonight in Fenway. And look, first plays is online. And Tampa Bay just swept the Red Sox in Tampa Bay in their last series. And, you know, Verdugo's going to be out. He's on the paternity list. Let me try that again. I think that's going to be a more stated loss than what people are really thinking. I think Tampa Bay should be the favorite. They opened at plus 110. It's at plus 108 right now. It dropped all the way to plus 105 at some point because that's what I locked in on the wager pass. Over 9.5 is something that I might have a look at. Tampa Bay's team total is something that I am interested in keenly. I don't know exactly what's going to make it into the wager pass other than the Tampa Bay money line play. So spoiler alert, sorry. But look, Tampa Bay in the first five, you can't be mad at. They're still plus 105 on the money line. Their pick in the first five is minus 125. So that disparity between plus 105 money line and then the odds on the run line says volumes that I think Tampa Bay should just be favored all the way throughout in this game in every aspect. Eduardo Rodriguez is just so easy to fade. Guys like Randy Arozarena, Yandy Diaz, Wander Franco, Nelly Cruz, they're going to crush him. They're going to crush him tonight. So I'm looking forward to seeing what this Tampa Bay team does against Boston. Boston's looking like they might be fizzling. Chris Sale just made his first start in a very long time for them Saturday. So, you know, that's something that they are looking to spruce up. So that pitching rotation is going to be starting to get a little more dominant here. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is they still got starters that they're rolling out there in Garrett Richards, you know, right here in Eduardo Rodriguez. So, I mean, the Red Sox, I think we're going to start seeing their weaknesses glare. And I think they're going to fizzle out here at the end of the season. As much as it's been a fun surprise and a boost in backing them this year, Tampa Bay's made some really phenomenal moves, and they did what they needed to do to get better at the deadline, and I think that they did. Colorado and Houston. John Gray, 7-7 on the year, 3.67 ERA. And he's made most of his starts at home in Coors Field. That's just absolutely bananas for a pitcher to be that good. And his peripheral numbers are really damn good. Jake Odorizzi, 4-6, the right-handed pitcher, 4.95 ERA on the year. Look, I'm not particularly fond of backing Odorizzi. And I'm just going to try to minimize risk here. You know, I'm being very, contradictory, because I'm sitting here saying that I don't really like Odorizzi. But the fact of the matter is Colorado just put Ramel Tapia on the IL. Brandon Rogers is also questionable and banged up. So look, this already putrid offense on the road is going to be looking to go against a pitcher that's had some better peripheral stats over his last couple starts lately. Lots of money and bet percentages are coming in Houston. Look, you know, Houston in the first five, I think, is a good play. A bunch of other stuff that could be played in this game. You know, I'm not really doing a deep dive on any of the games in the card today like I normally do. You know, once I have a little bit of a window here after baby gets fed and we get settled in for the evening, you know, I'd like to look at some DFS stuff or some specific matchups on dailybaseballdata.com. But I, for the most part, as a bettor, I knew exactly what I wanted to target and attack today because I was looking at the card last night. And this Tampa Bay team as an underdog stuck out to me. They opened at plus 115. And Detroit, their line is just going to keep creeping. It's now to minus 130, like I said. St. Louis, Pittsburgh, fade Hap. That was an easy one. Rockies on the road with some IL treatment. And then I want to talk about one last game, and then we can probably wrap this bad boy on out of here and get you a show. Yeah, I mean, the games are going to be getting started. There might be a little bit of overlay. I apologize on the tardy show and you know, it's not something that we like to do here at Hoopball today in sports betting very often, but hey, family first. And I just, you know, traveled from Oklahoma City to Atlanta randomly this weekend. And we got some things going on, so got to work around them. Target Field has been very kind to the White Sox. And I think this is a game where we can throw the notion of backing the White Sox on the road is a bad idea out of the window. Dallas Keuchel, he's got his chakras aligned because he's got a 4.44 ERA, 444, the number of positivity and fortune, 7-5 on the record. Lefty, look, there's still some good left-handed hitters on this Minnesota team. The White Sox, however, against this Griffin Jacks kid, Eloy Jimenez, since he's come back, has been a boss. And Brian Goodwin, really, really, really just a Swiss Army knife guy that I've talked about the last like two shows, I think, whenever I talk about the White Sox. I think the White Sox here are a heavy, heavy, heavy good just value-based play to have. I really like the over 10.5. Double digits is where it's going to be. Griffin Jacks, if you didn't watch his last start, I would recommend checking it out. Look at his box score. You know, he when Minnesota has a bullpen game, it's bad news. So, bad news, Bears. Shout out Billy Bob Thornton. Just had a friend got to get a picture with him in Kansas City, of all places. So, kind of jealous about that. Think it'd be cool to meet him. Back to baseball. Look, the White Sox, look, their team total's 5.5. That's something that I'm going to put my half unit on. I believe that that's got a lot of good value on it because I think they get 6 or 7 runs. They scored 11 last night by themselves. This Minnesota bullpen ain't getting any better. Over 5.5 in the first five is at minus 120 shading. Just pointing that out to kind of mark what the lines are saying. Minus 135 for the White Sox first five money line. So overall, minus 155 on the full game money line is not a bad juicing at all. Sometimes we need a juice cleanse. So I think I might recommend throwing in the White Sox into a couple of different two-leggers, maybe a three-leg parlay to have a little fun, pizza parlay, you know. 10.5, and then the Chicago, or over 10.5 Chicago White Sox money line. If you want a SGP, same game parlay, I think that that offers a little bit of value. So if I plug it in right now and I look and see at the odds, you're probably going to get, it's going to be plus $2, $2.15 probably in most spots. So I think that's some really good value, really good value. We already got one Chicago White Sox parlay in the wager pass, so I won't be putting mine in the wager pass, but I think if we did that as personal plays and you tailed me and we had a little fun betting tonight, then, you know, I think that'd be cool. I think that'd be awesome. So the wind's blowing out, 87 degrees, clear skies, Target Field, expect runs. So, all right, Hootballers, with that being said, looks like I got a baby that has a lot of movement on the monitor. So she's starting to shake away the sleepies. I think it's time to get some food in that belly. Yeah, so I'm going to be taking care of that. You get the show edited and out for y'all, so that way we can listen to it before the game start. And hopefully I get you good, helpful betting advice. A lot of attention on Minnesota tonight, though, so I am kind of nervous about that last one, I will say. It's good to have nerves, though. It means that you're expecting good things. So, Hootballers, I really, really appreciate it. Like I said, please do not forget those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. If you would, just go search Today in Sports Betting there. Leave that 5-star review. It helps with the algorithm, helps us get into the top 10. We're definitely currently top 15. We're one of the top sports betting shows on Spotify. If you type in sports betting, I think we're the second or third option. And to me, that's very surreal. 2 years into this, I can't really believe that. You know, it's just really hard to fathom. So it's all thanks to you. It's all thanks to the Hootball family, to Dan Besperus, the podfather, being a great boss, and to Aaron Bruschi taking a shot on this gaming division. So really, really love the hoop-ball.com family. Make sure to go get involved in some chats and some forums, get your free NBA scrub, and sending you all my positive vibes and all my positive energies like always. Hope that you have a wonderful day. Hope you have a safe day. Let's be safe. Let's be kind. If you can do something nice for someone out there today, make sure to do so. I hope something nice happens to you. With that being said, Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.